This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for January 2020. Last month, there were 3,507 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, an 8.1% increase from January 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price of $393,000 marked the highest sale price ever achieved for the month of January. Meanwhile, condo sales totaled 1,517 transactions, a 21.6% increase from January 2019, while the median sale price hit $399,000, a 12.4% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Is this really the middle of winter right now?
I was wearing shorts yesterday. I think it was about 60 degrees.
Crazy stuff.
January was another record-setting month for single-family homes. Do you expect this momentum to continue during the course of 2020?
Yes. That was quite a month for Massachusetts real estate in January. A strong surge over last January, I would say. You know, median prices for single-family homes have been rising consistently. In fact, if we look at the median price for single-family homes for the whole year, for the whole state, we see increases every year over the prior year for 8 straight years. That's a long run of a bullish real estate market. The increases have been rather modest, generally from 1 to 6% per year, but the pace has been growing. Median prices rose by about 5.5% for two years in a row, and then last year they were up only 3.9%. Now the January median is up 6.7%. So the year is off to a strong start. And even more impressive is the gain in sales volume in January. For the past 3 years, the number of single-family homes sold has declined about 1% per year, comparing the full year with the prior full year. So a decline of 1%. But January sales are up 8.1%. That's a pretty big gain, given the low inventory of homes actually available for sale. Does all of this predict a strong spring market? Will the increases continue? I would say that the strong economy and good employment statistics and low interest rates would point to good things ahead this year. So you always have to wonder what could possibly derail things and set us back. A contentious election, perhaps, or rising inflation, a ballooning national debt, a banking crisis, or even threats of war. There could be military, cyber, or trade wars. Or the thing that is rattling markets right now is a pandemic with the coronavirus. Now, we don't have to see widespread illness here in Massachusetts to feel the effect of a pandemic economically. Fear, panic, and disrupted supply chains could set our economy back. The world is connected in many ways, and a problem on one shore can affect a distant shore.
This was the first time in over a year that the median condo price has exceeded the single-family home price. Now, what sort of factors may have contributed to this development?
Condos. Boy, they're running wild. Condo sales were up 22% in January, and the median price was up 12%. It sounds like a real estate agent's dream and an economist's nightmare. But I doubt there is really a bubble of rapidly increasing prices or a frenzied market rushing to purchase condos. We know that a large number of luxury condo developments are scheduled for completion in the first quarter of this year. Those developers who are building those condos have been marketing units for all of 2019 and signing purchase contracts. Now, those contracts and those deals will close upon the completion of the project. So everything is happening at once, and deeds for expensive new units are getting recorded. You should expect to see this to continue until we no longer see cranes dotting our skyline.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for January 2020. If you'd like more information about the products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.